May it please the court. Brian Grimm on behalf of Swedish Health Services. I'd like to reserve 2 minutes for rebuttal. In the Odyssey case, the Department of Health approved a certificate of need application that did not satisfy the applicable regulatory requirements.
Well, wasn't that because of the terms of the settlement agreement? And the Department of Health concluded that that it was within its discretion to approve that settlement agreement and the certificate of need. And then on appeal, the Supreme Court said that the Health Department's decision was not an abuse of discretion.
The way that the Odyssey case worked procedurally is the department did not agree to issue the certificate of need as a term of the settlement.
Agreed to give notice, but there's a very specific settlement agreement with terms.
Yes.
In that settlement agreement.
Yes, and
in those terms, they mention special circumstances.
Yes,
and that's where special circumstances comes up, not in the context of the WAC.
And also in those terms, the certificate of need program agreed to request that the health law judge, who was the decision maker for the Department of Health at that point, approve the certificate of need application, which he did, based on special circumstances. And so certainly the settlement agreement, I think we all can assume, was driving the department's decision-making. That's certainly what two of the Supreme Court justices believed, as they wrote in the dissent. But
well, what a dissent says isn't the driving force. The majority opinion approved the actions taken in that case that were specific to the case. That's why special circumstances was used. In this case, we have a clear WAC that says that certain criteria must be fulfilled in order to issue a certificate of need. And under the facts of this case, as I understand it, there is no dispute that two of the other providers in the relevant area are performing below the required minimum. So the question is whether it was appropriate in the circumstances here for the department to deny the certificate of need. So if Odyssey is the sole case in which you're relying, sole Washington case in which you're relying, I think it's distinguishable. Tell me why it isn't.
Your Honor, I would argue that the regulatory criteria at issue in Odyssey was equally clear. It specifically states that the certificate of need applicant must show numeric need for its facility based on data for the 3 years prior to the application. It's undisputed that that regulatory requirement was never satisfied by Odyssey. The reason Odyssey was approved was special circumstances, specifically that a need later arose, that it was reasonable for Odyssey not to reapply, and that the department determined that no other health care provider would be prejudiced or treated unfairly as a result of the approval of Odyssey. Those are the reasons given by the department for approval of Odyssey's application, notwithstanding the fact that Odyssey did not satisfy specific regulatory criteria. I would argue that the same is true here. Yes, it is true that the University of Washington Medical Center and Northwest Hospital are each performing fewer than 300 PCIs per year. But for the reasons we've explained in our briefs, Swedish's project would have no effect whatsoever.
Well, that's your opinion. I think what we have here is a dispute between what your clients believe is appropriate and what the department believes is appropriate under the objective criteria. So what we have is a dispute, and under our regulatory system, the department makes that determination. It's difficult for me to see how that's an erroneous application of the law, given the clarity of the criteria.
Your Honor, I think the erroneous application of the law comes from the procedural posture of this case, which is that this is a summary judgment decision. And the summary judgment decision made by the department was that as a matter of law, it cannot consider special circumstances.
Well, that isn't what it says. I mean, there was a summary judgment procedure, and usually that means no genuine issue of material fact. What material fact issue exists here?
The fact issues are the special circumstances, namely that the fact that Swedish's project would have no effect on the volumes of existing providers, therefore the WAC requiring the volumes for existing providers not implicated, and the other is that Swedish has enough internal volume to support PCI programs at both campuses, and therefore the WAC requiring future need for a new program is not implicated.
So, well, I don't see that is the way that you argued it in the brief. It was submitted, as I understand it, as purely a question of law. that you lost. So the question here is, if there's no genuine issue of material fact, was the department entitled to judgment as a matter of law, correct?
I think that's the issue. I think the way it was decided below was that the department said we don't need to look at this evidence that Swedish has claimed.
Where in the record the department said that it did not need to look at this other evidence?
In the department summary judgment rulings, it decided as a matter of law that a certificate of need application could not be approved based on special circumstances. That's the issue of law that I believe this court should find.
So it's your interpretation that the department did not look at the circumstances that you proposed? The special circumstances that you proposed, is that your position?
Maybe I phrased it improperly. I wouldn't say they didn't look at them, but the department was unwilling to consider those special circumstances in evaluating Swedish's application. It only looked at whether the specific regulatory criteria were satisfied, concluded that they were not, and then denied the application.
Sure.
And I think the issue here is, can the department approve an application based on special circumstances? If it can, then the appropriate remedy is for the court to reverse the summary judgment ruling and remand to the department to make those factual findings as to whether Swedish has actually presented evidence of special circumstances which warrant approval of its application.
I take it that from your oral argument that the Odyssey case is your main case in support of your argument. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor. We have been unable to identify any other Washington cases addressing this legal issue. We did find some out-of-state cases that we cited. Of course, those CON statutory schemes are different. In particular, they include a general exception, which doesn't exist under the Washington CON statute. And therefore, whether the department had this discretion as a general matter, I think, was an open question of law until the Odyssey case was decided. But the department, I would note, does state
in its... Let me ask this. Is there any question as to whether the rule as promulgated is within the authority of the department as delegated by the legislature to make that rule?
We haven't challenged the rule itself in this case.
I know you haven't. It appears to be that you are, in fact, challenging the rule in that you're contending that all rules, even if they're within the authority delegated, must contain an exception for special circumstances.
I would argue that our argument only goes as far as to say is that based on Odyssey and the general principles underlying the CON laws, the certificate of need rules, the department can approve a certificate of need application based on special circumstances if it promotes the goals of access, quality, and cost underlying the certificate of need laws. I wouldn't extend that farther to other rules of other agencies in other contexts. Thank you, Your Honor.
Good morning, Your Honor. I'm Bruce McCartan with the AG Office for the Department of Health.
Counsel, I've just heard for the first time that there was a challenge to the existence of a genuine issue of material fact below. That's news to me. Is there any genuine issue of material fact here?
Well, no. This was decided as a matter of law.
All right.
That they were not entitled to CN because two programs were below 300.
Okay.
And if I can talk about the Odyssey case. Odyssey challenged the denial of its CN application for a hospital agency. It could not show need by a 30-year operation. Ordinarily, when a CN case goes to hearing, the judge looked at information at the time of application. It's an evidentiary standard. However, in Odyssey, the judge admitted new information. It extended the 30-year from 2007 to 2008.
Well, and as I understand it, that new information was a finding in 2008 that there was justification to issue a new certificate of need.
Correct. The judge allowed in information from 2008.
And wasn't that part of the special circumstance?
Well, there were no special.
In the settlement agreement.
Correct. And the judge had to approve that. They found that there was reason to allow in new evidence that showed that they now met the requirement to show need by a 30-year of operation. This was an evidentiary ruling, and the court held that it was not arbitrary and capricious. The court did not waive a certificate of need requirement. It found that under new evidence, there was need by a 30-year of operation as required by the rule. This was an evidentiary ruling. It was not waiving a CM requirement for special circumstances. And make no mistake, the result urged by Swedish would allow any person in any situation to argue that a law should be waived based on special circumstances. There is absolutely no support for this holding. If a law may be overridden for special circumstances, the law itself should so provide. And in this case, Swedish admits there is no exception to the prohibition against approving a new program when two existing programs are below 300. And this is a minimum volume requirement to protect patient safety. With all due respect, it's not the role of the judiciary to impose a special circumstance exception to a statute or rule. That should be contained within the rule itself. And so we respectfully request the court to uphold the denial of the application.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just three points in rebuttal. First of all, the nature of the Odyssey decision. It did involve an evidentiary decision, but the relevant point is evidence of what? It did not involve evidence that the original need calculation was wrong or anything along those lines. It was evidence of special circumstances. Most importantly, that a need had later arose and that other providers wouldn't be prejudiced and so on. And so,
but we don't have that finding here, do we? That we have a new finding that there's a need and we did an Odyssey?
No, because the department decided this case on summary judgment, and so we never had an evidentiary issue. We do have evidence of record.
Even if you had an evidentiary hearing, has the department done another survey and concluded that there is, in fact, a need?
No, and our argument is not that the numeric need has changed. Our argument is that that regulation is not implicated due to the unique nature of an application by an existing provider.
But before your time runs out, I just wanted to make sure that I understand the other basis of your appeal here, and that is the assertion that the department failed to decide all issues requiring resolution. I don't quite understand that. What do you mean?
That was an argument that they failed to decide whether special circumstances warranted approval of Swedish's application.
These special circumstances?
These special circumstances. Okay. We're not asking the court to decide that the PCI rules can be waived. Maybe for the equality reasons Mr. McCartan mentioned, Swedish would not meet its burden of showing special circumstances. All we're asking is for a legal ruling that the department can, in some cases, grant an application based on special circumstances. The final point I would make is that this is consistent with the APA. RCW 3405-573H allows the courts to affirm an agency decision that is inconsistent with its rules if there is a rational basis for inconsistency. And therefore, if the department had approved Swedish's application based on special circumstances and there was a rational basis for doing so, that decision could be affirmed by the courts under the APA. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Thank you.